from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, an original story and a reflection on Ramadan. But first, students at Pittsburgh Faison talk about what it means to be a good friend.
Hi, my name is Princess, and I go to Pittsburgh Faison.
My name is Amir
Dallas, and I'm in the fifth grade.
My name is Dakota, and I go to Pittsburgh Faison, and I'm in the fourth grade.
Jason, I'm four. To be a good friend.
Hi, my name's Tamayo. What it means to be a good friend is to listen when your friend is talking.
Be nice.
Respectful. Treat others how you want to be treated.
And my experience with friends are that I have not hit no one nor tripped them.
To be a good friend means to help your friends and not be rude to them.
Try not to get in a fight. Listen when your friend is talking. No sneak dissing. Don't go back and forth.
And if they are having a bad day, to help them out and to be a good friend.
I was a nice friend to Taylor. Sometimes she's mean and sometimes she's nice.
When my cousin Ajay was new to the school and people were messing with her, calling her new girl, I told them to stop calling her new girl.
And these are what it is to be a good friend.
Now, Maya Berardi, a student from Avonworth High School, shares her short story entitled Plink Plink.
It's called Plink Plink, and it's about my best friend and next-door neighbor that moved to California last year. So that's some background. Plink Plink. I didn't notice the evening had dimmed to night until crickets screeched from the yard and moths swarmed nearby, batting plink plink with fat furry bodies against a glass bulb. That summer, every night was wet and warm. I sweated under naked arms and gulped air until it became a muzzle. I had come over to talk, but couldn't think of anything that hadn't been said already, so we sat mute instead, invisible to each other, on a blacked-out front porch, four legs bare in denim shorts, entwined and propped up on the wooden rail. A car groaned past, houses away, some screen door snapped shut. Then the silence felt too big and unmovable, and I wanted to apologize without knowing why. We watched stars tumble around above us, the moon leaping across the sky from roof to roof, all the way down the neighborhood, on top a row of sleepy houses. A decade ago, we camped out in this front yard, filled our fingernails with dirt, burying totems all over. That night, I could feel the mosquitoes chewing me up, but didn't swat them away. I couldn't blame their primal thirst. I couldn't rewind our dollhouse childhoods, or alter our diverging courses, or say what I really meant.
On our last segment, Bashir High School student Aisha reflects on celebrating Ramadan.
Hi, my name is Aisha, and I go to Bashir High School. I'm an 11th grader. We mostly don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but we have other holidays called Ramadan, Eid, and Eid al-Fitr. Mostly what I like about Eid is that it gives us time and break from Ramadan. Ramadan is like a time where you don't eat. You have to fast all day long from sunrise to sunset. And Eid is like a chance of like eating after that, like having a chance of doing things that you wanted to do in Ramadan. And Eid al-Fitr is just like a bigger Eid. Eid is just like a day after you just like open your fasting. And Eid al-Fitr is just like a bigger celebration or a festival. In Ramadan, mostly daytime people work. do things that they want to do. They make food, and at night, everyone come together and they gather around on a table where you put every single food that you made in the morning or the evening. Then you guys all eat it together. Children, adults, teenagers, everyone just gather around on the table. And Eid is just like a moment where like you go out and like you make something called buskut and halwa. Buskut is what they call something that looks like a cake, but it's like a biscuit. And halwa is like a chewy, it looks like a jelly. So it's like a red jelly, but sweet. Ramadan Sa'id, Eid al-Fatha, Eid Mubarak. It's just like you're saying happy Thanksgiving, but it's like you're saying Eid Mubarak. It's like you're saying happy Eid.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.